Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. We are coming to you from The Vessel in New York City, one of Manhattan's most striking modern landmarks, close to the High Line and the Hudson River. I got the chance to spend the day with some of you while I was here, and I can't wait to tell you about that story and what I learned. First, though, let's get you some other news. We begin today with an update on Hurricane Melissa, which has devastated parts of Jamaica and Cuba after becoming one of the strongest hurricanes in history. Melissa made landfall in Jamaica early Tuesday as a Category 5 hurricane, the most powerful storm to ever hit the island. Torrential rain and winds of up to 185 miles per hour caused extensive damage to many homes, schools, and hospitals. The government has declared the entire island a disaster area, and the full scope of the damage is still emerging. Melissa then continued to Cuba, making landfall early Wednesday as a Category 3 storm with severe winds and torrential rain. The government there says flooding has cut off about 140,000 people and left many communities completely isolated. So far, the storm is responsible for at least 29 deaths across the Caribbean. As of this taping, Melissa is making its way back into the Western Atlantic after passing over parts of the Bahamas. 10-second trivia. Which one of these winter sports will make its debut at the 25th Winter Olympic Games? Ski mountaineering, broom hockey, synchronized snowboarding, or ice climbing? If you said ski mountaineering, I can ski, you know your stuff. The event, also known as SkiMo, features athletes racing up and down mountains using specialized skis. I think I will stick to the gondola, thank you. The Olympics. The 2026 Milan Cortina Games are right around the corner. In fewer than 100 days, the Games will kick off in venues across northern Italy. This week, I had the opportunity to go one-on-one with some of Team USA's brightest stars as they prep to go for the gold. That includes figure skater Amber Glenn, who's fresh off a second straight China Cup win and set to make her Olympic debut at 26 years old. But getting here was anything but easy. I talked to Amber about how she's overcome some major setbacks in her career and how she's using them to push forward.
You were skating prodigy coming up, young, and then you had to take some time away. You hit some really tough times. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that were most challenging for you to get through?
For me, I had a mental health crisis. I was diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and eventually ADHD, and it was just a lot to try and process while being on a national stage as a child. So it took many, many years to try and find a good balance for me.
How difficult was that to feel like superhuman and then all of a sudden not so much?
Yeah, it was hard. I remember being called a freak of nature as a kid and being so insulted by it. And now I embrace it. I'm like, hell yeah, I am. I have worked so hard to get where I am. It's not just natural and I wasn't gifted in this sense. It's also because I've dedicated my life to this.
And how have you turned any of these perceived challenges into now just like a superpower? I can feel it emanating from you. You are like ready to dominate out there.
Thank you. It hasn't been without its challenges. I take every lesson that I've learned and try apply it to everyday things and try and help others around me avoid some of the mistakes that I might have made along the way. And I think that's what helps me be the best possible version of myself.
All right, what is it like to go to high school in New York City, ride the subway to school, walk past Wall Street, maybe Fifth Avenue? Well, I got the opportunity to spend a day at one school that defies just about every New York City stereotype that you could think of. We would like you to meet the remarkable students at the Urban Assembly's Harbor School.
We built a community around this island, and I feel like our bonds are stronger.
For 550 kids in New York City, this is high school, where all of the typical stereotypes of a high school experience are met with career training courses that focus on the ocean that surrounds their home.
I'll do some data, as Zoe will do data for two different groups. All right? Sound good? Okay, let's head down.
The goal of this school, the founding of this school, was to give opportunity to maritime education to those students who may have never been able to get that.
Students get hands-on experience in a range of maritime skills to prepare them for careers in everything from aquaculture to ocean engineering. They get the chance to build and operate boats, design submersibles, even dive in and conduct real-life research.
What's up, everybody?
Today, we're getting a look at the school's ongoing oyster restoration research program.
Medium, extra medium, like I like it.
The school works hand-in-hand with a nonprofit called the Billion Oyster Project. Its goal? To restore New York's once thriving oyster population.
They're just telling me how many oysters are on their shell, and then they tell me whether it's alive or dead, and they measure the shell height. It's like length from tip to tip.
The goal is to monitor, study, analyze a billion oysters, or get a billion oysters in
water. So the Billion Oysters Project is to put a billion oysters back into New York Harbor.
Wow. How do we know how close we are to this goal?
By doing monitors just like this.
If a student wants to be involved in the maritime industry, then this school is able to provide the opportunities and the pathways for those students to get into those fields.
It's sort of forming an oyster reef at this moment.
Our goal is to get around a billion oysters in. And that should bring back native oyster populations that were killed off.
Just like a regular class, they receive grades on assignments. The assignments are more hands-on, but they are indeed typical school assignments that are graded. They're called career and technical education classes, and they're part of a pathway for each of our state-approved programs. Last year, more than 90% of our students were accepted into four-year college programs.
All right, can you pull that? Yeah,
it's
a little bit better. All right.
Harbor alumni Shayna Rajun Dianarayan was so inspired by her aquaculture training that she went on to become a Billion Oyster Project employee.
Honestly, it's been one of the most beautiful blessings ever. I got to do this a little bit in our freshman field, which is where we get to experience a couple of all of the programs. And once I did that in field, I was like, this is where I belong. I belong with all of the oysters in the muck and the heavy lifting. And all the data. It's beautiful.
You loved it so much that you come back now to help. What do you see when you look at these youngsters?
Honestly, it's really inspiring. It's so full circle for me to, one, go through the program, graduate from the program, come back to take care of the space, and then now also get to come back and work with students and see them do the same thing. And also see that they're just as excited about it as I am. It's not often that you see kids come in and be excited for school. Not at all. And then here, they're like, oh, we have oysters today, or we're on the eco dock today, or this is what we get to do. Let's get in it.
What do you love most about coming out here?
I definitely, this is kind of what I want to do for the rest of my life.
What's your hope for people through the work that you all are doing here? How it might impact?
I hope that people, learn about these kind of how there are, these kind of jobs and activities you can do in New York, especially, just an urban place that you can still, save wildlife here, by interacting with, oysters.
I'm having a time, the time of my life.
The Harbor School is nestled on Governor's Island. About 800 yards south of Manhattan, this former military base is now part public park, part cultural and educational hub. And this 172-acre island is only accessible by ferry, which means for these teens, their school bus looks like this.
I feel like this school has a lot more diversity, especially because everybody's coming from all different areas. You have people from Staten Island. I'm in Brooklyn, so I'm used to Brooklyn, and that's where I went to school. And so the kids, have a lot more chances to talk to many different people, make new friends.
What's your hope for the program?
The program?
Yeah, you look 10 years from now, 20 years from now, the impact it might have.
I hope that it continues to draw people in, because that's the best way to genuinely get into this kind of thing is to get dirty and fall in love with the earth that's around you. So I hope that we just keep encouraging people to come out, because that's a good way to start.
Give me a dirty high five. Love it.
today's story getting a 10 out of 10. One book, two book, a new Dr. Seuss book, a newly found manuscript from the beloved children's author will be published next year. It's called Sing the 50 United States, and it prompts young readers to learn and name all of the states. It features the Cat in the Hat and two little cat helpers. The manuscript was found earlier this year at UC San Diego's Geisel Library, named after Ted Geisel, aka Dr. Seuss, his real name. There was full text and a cover sketch by the author, along with notes on the overall art direction. The book comes out next June, just in time for America's 250th birthday. All right, thank you to everyone who's been subscribing and commenting on our CNN10 YouTube channel for your shout-out request. Our first shout-out goes to Miss Inman at Parker Intermediate Center in McAlester, Oklahoma, who sent us this. My new spirit animal, this is Cheech. He came all the way to New York with us. Check out our CNN10 Instagram page if you want to see all the journeys this little fella's been on. And this shout-out goes to Mr. Eversoles at Hillcrest High School in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Rise up. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. Go make it an awesome one. Make someone smile. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.